Serendipity. Hey guys, it is your host, Sherelle, aka Relly, the Serendipity Goddess, per use. For those of you who are just now tuning into my podcast or this episode, I just talk about real life truth, erotica, and just basically things that's probably on your mind, which you're scared to say. I keep it kind of short, you know, 20 minutes or less. And I try to indulge in things that we all are really scared to say. 9 times out of 10, I'm not scared to say it. I mean, as an adult, I'm working on my delivery of things, but I feel like when you're authentic about what you really want to say, it makes it more real and more relatable to people. So I thank you for all my listeners who have been listening, but I just want to get straight to it. And this episode is going to be called Words. Words is the name of this episode simply because I'm realizing how powerful they can be. And I heard something today by a sermon, and I'll just read you this really quick quote that he had said. It was, "Until you understand the consequences of your words, you will hurl them without thought. Until you understand the consequences of your words, you will hurl them without thought." So basically, for anybody that needs me to explain that in further detail, that basically means that if you are just spewing out whatever comes out of your mouth, there's consequences to your actions, and you're just basically saying them without really thinking. And I feel like sometimes people usually make mistakes, right? You kind of say things like, I dislike you, you know, in that moment. And then if you say sorry, you can kind of get over it. But then if you're like spewing things or hurling things out of your mouth constantly, it eventually becomes almost like reality to the other person. Most of my life, like starting from my teenage years, I was always told from many people that I don't really respect people's feelings. And I think the only person that can, I just spew anything that comes out of my mouth, and that's not true. It's actually a lot of the people love me for one reason of being honest. And then there's other sides of people that dislike me because I'm honest. And I think one person I can kind of give you a really small view of me or her perspective is like my stepmom. She can tell that it's not what it's like portrayed to be, where you literally see people do like the craziest things, and it's literally, it could be like your circle around you. And like for me, I just thought words growing up were very powerful, especially that I got into poetry. And for me, once I realized my first visit to like the New Eureka Cafe when I was younger with my godmother, it was so profound at the time that I needed it, because people, I think it was at like 15 or 16, people made me feel, not made me feel, because no one can make you feel anything really. It's just your choice to feel that way. So I would say it was almost like I felt that people disliked me for my honesty, right? But then as I got older, it kind of molded like to different delivery, and then it molded into relationships. And I've had a lot of at least grown men explain to me that I can have a decent conversation. You know, it just depends on how you perceive it and how words can make you think otherwise, especially if you don't know the person. If you know somebody genuinely loves you, then words will be very powerful in that moment. not because you're trying to hurt them at all. It's not your intention, especially if you keep reminding someone, it's not my intention to hurt you. But we are all wounded, right? We're all wounded in a way where someone before you, or someone you was with, or your family member, has wounded that part of you where it doesn't allow you to trust someone with words. And for me, when I fall in love, it's one of those things where I got your back. Like, I will help you whatever it is that you need help with. And I'm also an empath. So shout out to my empaths, where you kind of take on everyone's problems. And to me, honestly speaking, no lie, even working in the hospitals and stuff like that, when I'm helping people and they're able to talk to me and I'm able to fix something that they were staring in the face for so long with many, you know, well, professional wise, I mean that, just follow me, what I'm saying is working in the hospital allows me to feel a lot, right? But you also have to be desensitized to certain things. But then when I step out of the hospital for the things that really, that people really need help with, I'm like, I gotta help them, because they're staring at like a blank wall. They don't know what to do. They've been through this for years. So over the years, I felt as though words were so powerful, including anybody who has said anything to me that has made me push myself to do better. I've had some of the most toughest, you know, mentors. One of my mentors, she probably doesn't even know that she's a mentor to me, but there was a lady that I met in the hospital that I worked at. Her name was Missy Lane. She, oh my God, she changed my fucking life. And I don't think that she knows this. Just by the way that she carried herself, everyone knew her in the hospital. Like, even if she wanted a fucking snack out the vending machine, like, you know, it was more so where I gravitated towards how she felt so needed in the hospital. And for me, when she told me that intelligence matches with beauty, you know, if you know your shit and you know what you're doing, then people will actually believe you, you know. And it's true, because words, such as when you read, and they're very powerful. So when I heard the sermon today about understanding the consequences of your words and you kind of spewing them out, sometimes I feel sorry for how I have said things to people, and then other times I don't, because we are built in a society where we are choosing to believe every fucking thing you see. Everything you see. And for me, I think what makes me so different, or what should make you different, is that you don't choose to always be that way. You don't always have to choose to believe that, you know, I'll give you a great example, that a mother should always be happy that her son is falling in love, right? If you can clearly see that it's a good woman, the way she carries herself, you know, her intelligence, her job, then you should be happy for your son. You shouldn't have to, like, pull him away from that. And, you know, a seed of a word can stick with, you know, if it's a woman and her dad is happy that she fell in love and, you know, she feels like she made the right decision, then you should be happy for your daughter. It's the seed of words that can be extremely powerful, that can probably destroy your life. Just by the seeds of what people are telling you about other things, it won't be true. And if you know that person, that you've been with them and you've done everything that you can to make a relationship work, then don't let the seeds of other people destroy what you have, because that means that you won't fight for it. And I think for me, I don't like when people misuse words. Like, if you're gonna fucking hate me, then just hate me. You know what I'm saying? Just stand by it. But when you misuse words and you make that person feel smaller than what they are, because if a person tells me, I love you, I'll do anything for you, I'll fix whatever it is, but then I'm gonna stand by that, right? So words can be very powerful. But this episode, it came to my attention. And usually I try to do the episodes at night now, because I feel like when everything is well rested and the, you know, I'm not bothered, my phone is not ringing, and it's more quiet, it's me and my thoughts. Words are powerful for these reasons. One, words can change a person's mood. If you say hello, if you would just smile and say good morning, if you were asking someone how's their day, right? But it also depends on who you use the words to. Now, of course, everyone wants acceptance and everyone has a certain frequency and they are in dire need of love or attention. But make sure that the energy that you are giving towards your words are for people who would really care for them, right? If you said good morning to one person, they were grumpy every fucking morning, maybe one day they'll change their mind. But at the same time, if it's not really appreciated, maybe you might just stop saying good morning, right? As far as love, I realized something today of how words can hurt a little bit. My mother came to me and she insisted today that tomorrow that we're going to church, and because it's my grandfather's church, it's like very meaningful. And it's not that many, you know, members there, especially because I went, you know, previously a few weeks ago. It's literally like probably 7 people there. But the words that was being told to me in the time that I needed it was very powerful, right? It's always, you know, 7 random people that I did, well, few people that I didn't know. And then 2 of them were my like late cousins. But like, it was the words of encouragement and the hugs and stuff like that that led me on to like keep going like the next day. And my mom came to me today and she was like, you know, you kind of don't have an option because we're going to church tomorrow. I just feel like you need to give praise for the things that has been around you. You know, you have a roof over your head, you have food in your stomach. Or at least I just started trying to get my appetite back. Today's the most that I've eaten in like weeks, which is so funny. It's just, she said, it's time to give him praise. And she began to, tell me other things today. That's how she was feeling with her own life. But then there was a part of me that felt the sadness in her eyes because she desires things like words. And I feel like words are powerful, but the most powerful word of them all is love. And even when people look like they're starving for it, especially my mother, it's almost like she's starving for that. And it's almost like it's a mirror image of a younger me. Like when I look at her, it's me. Well, I'm her, she is me, obviously, right? And I wish that, because I've given so many words to people and love to people, that my words still didn't make me feel empty. And I heard something today on a podcast by Jay Shetty and Matthew Husey. They were like giving advice on how to get over someone and also how to, find a new relationship, or just how to meet people, or just, you know, when you're in a relationship in general. And I think they gave me a better perspective of even my thoughts on when I'm, you know, anytime I've been in a relationship, that it's not about the poet, it's about the poetry, And that shit blew my mind. There was, Matthew Hussey was saying that there was an old poem by Charles Bukowski. I think that's how you say his last name. I remember because a long, long time ago when I used to work like in Macy's, one of my friends had told me about this poet, and I got, you know, Charles Bukowski books, like poetry books and stuff like that. And he has a really like deep way of describing like love and sex and all it. But the way he said it, the poem that he wrote was to the whore that stole my money. He said, "You can take everything else, but do not take my poetry," because he invested in the writing. And that's kind of how like love is. Love is like poetry when people truly invest in it. Now, investments aren't the car. It's not the apartment or the house. It's more like investing, like in your conversation. So even when the conversations get hard, you shouldn't be so frustrated if your partner is telling you, "Hey, I feel invisible. And I don't know if, you know, we're doing the right things together to make me feel less invisible. I feel like there were times in my life with friendships and work and my relationships where I was so honest with people to tell them like, hey, you know, I feel such and such. And even when I said it in the right way, before I even got to the yelling and all this other stuff, but when I said it in the right way, like, hey, I feel lost or I feel such and such, it wasn't because I was trying to let that person know that I wanted them to make me happy. I just wanted to like vent that that's what I was feeling in the moment. And for anyone who can't have a conversation about feelings, it goes to show the immaturity level that you have, and you still need to be more mature in growing when someone is telling you like, hey, you're not making me happy. I feel insecure for these such and such reasons. So as far as words, I feel like you should be very spot on when you have something to say to someone. And most of my life, I was feeling bad for just being me. And there's a few people in my life who really know like the core me, like my godmother and my stepmom, and you know, my best friend. My sisters, like, they know me, of course, but like there's like parts of me that I share only like if I do a podcast, because I know they probably won't listen, or that sometimes I don't feel like okay because of the words that I might have said to people, even when it was like, hey, I'm not your yes person. So I don't know why you would think like you can say things and think I'm going to be on your side all the time. That's not it. I'm not a yes person. But the words that I have felt have been, or the words that I have shared with people, I don't always need to share. And I'm realizing that now at almost 35. But words are powerful. You know, if you can look at your spouse or your daughter or your son or your grandmother, grandpa, whatever, your father, mother, and you can say, hey, what you did was not okay. And it really hurt my feelings. And not feel bad for saying it, then I feel like that's maturity. Like, I think parts of the reason why me and my mom's relationship is good now is because before I wasn't able to criticize her, and yet she was always criticizing me all the time. But then as I got older and I realized like, hey, that this is not okay where I just get it all the time. You need to know too that what you're doing is not okay as well too. And she has like opened up like so many doors emotionally, you know, now where she has my back with a lot of good things, with a lot of good things. And she has expressed gratitude and love to many people, even to some of my partners and, you know, my friends. And she's been so good at with words now. And I appreciate her now because she recognized now that she's, you know, a lot better with words. And of course, you know, there's every parent that needs like work, honey. You know, they all need work. But like for me and her relationship, I respect it a lot. But as far as words, I just want you to really sit with your thoughts to say, have the words I've spoken or will speak, is it with good intent? Do I care to use my energy to share these words? Or are they harming someone? Or is it done out of love? Do I feel like I've hurt anyone's feelings? Can I take accountability for the reaction that I may have towards them? If the person responds, am I ready to hear all that? And quite frankly, I think words are beautiful because they will never go away. And I don't just mean like verbal wise, I mean like book wise, which is why I love writing. It's a history of yourself. And I think that's what makes poetry or words so powerful. Words are a history of yourself. So if you write them down and someone finds a journal of you, you know, a long time ago, or if you passed away, then they can tap into like what your thoughts are. I remember I used to write a lot of journals, right? And I'll tell you guys a secret. I write a lot and I have all these tons of journals. And for me, I've always given anybody that I was with a chance to read my journals. And I would say, hey, if you're in my place, you know, go ahead and read it. If you're trying to get to know me on a, you know, a different level, just try to read it, you know, whenever you can. And very few, very rare do. And I think that's where some of me as an artist wise, I've always felt, you know, alone in that aspect of like any of my relationships, because I feel as though I've always dived into caring with words, obviously, and listening to the words of other artists or anybody that I've been with. And I truly care. I truly do care. But, or I can tell someone, hey, that's not good. That's not good, because I actually listened. But for me, all of my work, throughout the times that it explains my depression, where it came from or where it stems from, or can explain it better if I, you know, didn't know how to cry it out, or I cried too much, or, you know, and it just makes me feel like alone in that aspect in the art world because words are powerful. And I just wanted to take the time out to let you guys know that no one is perfect with words, and we're still learning how to use them, but they can also be very, 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 very powerful. I think in the past like 5 months or so, I've had so many words like thrown at me. It literally, like, it's almost like a nail and a hammer, and just like all the way down made me feel like the absolute worst person in the world. So for me, I'm trying to use words, meaning like podcast and constantly reading, to lift me back up. And I'm always trying to remember that not always rely on people for those things. But I will say that I have a good family support system around those things and pushing me to do great things. But I always usually just sit in my own thoughts, and I read my Bible, and I, you know, listen to a sermon. I'll listen to podcasts, and I'll jot down notes, and then I'll take a second, I'll look at the sky, and I'll jot down what I'm thinking, because I want words to save me. And I hope that words can save you, and maybe you can also save someone else with words. So this was my sweet little podcast today, or my episode today, and I hope I didn't bore you too much, but I just wanted to let you know how special you are. And yeah, words can save a life, especially if you know how to fight. If you know how to fight with words, in a good way. And maybe it can, like I said, maybe you can save someone, you know, save yourself. Yeah. So I just wanted to give you guys that, and I hope you guys have a great night. Have a good night. Bye.